And this is the last hadith in the chapter of Mujahada, that is striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And here the reference is of making nafal ibadat, to please Allah Ta'ala as much as possible through nafil ibadat. The hadith that we are reading, the last hadith, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah Ali says that there wasn't a more noble hadith by the people of Sham, Syria. And great, great lessons are given in this hadith. We did part of it, and we'll just finish it. The first part, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is a hadith of Qudsi, in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, that Allah says, I've made zulam, oppression, haram on myself, and made it haram for everyone else. Allah says that all of you are hungry, and I feed you, so seek food from me. That all of you need clothes, and I am the one who give clothes, so seek clothes from me. That all of you are sinners, and you commit sins day and night, and I am the one who forgives sins, so ask forgiveness from me. Further, that if all of you together try and harm me, you cannot harm me one bit. And of all of you together try and benefit me, all of you cannot benefit me. If all of you become very pious and very united and piety, it does not increase my honor in the least bit. And if all of you become evil, and you become like one person committing all the evil in the world, it doesn't harm me in the least bit. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ibadi, O my servants. And this is a great address that Allah is addressing all His servants, man, woman, Muslim, non-Muslim, all of you together. Law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum. If the first of you and the last of you, wa insukum wa jinnukum, the human beings amongst you and the jinnat amongst you, qamu fi sa'idin wahidin, all of you gather in one big barren land, fasa'aluni, and you ask of me of all your needs, each one, all together, man, woman, jinn, insan, ask Allah Ta'ala for their needs. فَعَطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتُهُ, and I give every person what he has asked for, each and every one. مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, that will not diminish, make less in the least, but that which is by me of my treasures. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمُخِيطِ But just like a needle which is put in the sea, and when you take it out, how much water is on that needle? No water on that needle. Just like that, that will not diminish my treasures in the least but whatsoever. Ya Ibadi, O my servants, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum. Remember, it is your amal which I look after for you. Whatever our amal of deen are, Allah Ta'ala wants that. And Allah looks after that. When we do our amal, Allah looks after them. Thumma uwafikum iyaha. And then I will give you the full recompense of it on the day of Qiyamah. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala gives so much. It comes in the hadith, a person gives a piece of a khajur, not a whole khajur, just a piece of khajur with sincerity to somebody. Allah Ta'ala makes it grow until it becomes like the Mount Uhud. So much Allah makes it grow. So all our good deeds, and Allah declares in the Quran, لَأَجْزِيَنَّكُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, I will reward you for your reward more better than what you did. And that is explained, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that Allah says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought of the believers their wealth and their nafs. Nafs is ammara bisu. It is filthy, dirty. Our wealth also is all contaminated. Allah bought and took from us the dirty, filthy things. which are full of faults, and in return he gave Jannat which has got no fault in it. He took the worst and he gave the best. So kind is Allah Ta'ala. So we should not fall back in any way in doing amal. Even our weak amal, that is also very valuable by Allah Ta'ala. Of course, we must try and do our amal properly. But in whichever way, we must not fall back. And anyone, whatever amal he is doing, don't discourage him. Encourage him to do his amal properly. Don't discourage him and tell him what kind of a namaz you make. Rather, you don't make namaz. That should not be the case. We should encourage him to make better namaz. By Allah, there is great value for everything. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ A person who finds that he is doing amal, Allah is giving him tawfiq, he has got nothing else but to make shukr to Allah. That it is Allah who gives that tawfiq. Whatever amal we are doing and whatever tawfiq Allah is giving, our five times namaz, and especially all the nawafil, Allah is giving tawfiq, nafal namazas, nafal zakat, charity, nafal rozas, nafal hajj, umrah, all whatever Allah Ta'ala is giving, a person who can only make shukr to Allah. It is just from Allah Ta'ala, and that is the greatest treasure that he could have acquired. The things, the treasures of this dunya mean absolutely nothing. But these amal are very valuable. Anyone who gets tawfiq should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ And a person who hasn't got the tawfiq of making amal, if unfortunately he's even falling back on his farais, he's doing all wrong things, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسُ He's got nobody to blame but himself. The opportunity is there for everyone to do good. And a person is not turning to good, to nafil ibadah, to pleasing Allah Ta'ala, then he's got no one to blame but himself. And if we get the tawfiq, we can only make shukr to Allah, that Allah has given that tawfiq. So this is a very valuable hadith. Allah give us tawfiq to ponder, meditate on it, and to make our lives accordingly, and appreciate the great favors of Allah. And it is a hadith that teaches us the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And as it is said, Ra'sul ilm ma'rifatullah, the king of all knowledge, the head of all knowledge is recognition of Allah. Man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. A person who has recognized Allah, how great, how absolute, how powerful Allah is, he will recognize himself that I am a non-entity. I am nothing. Allah is pure. I am full of dirt. Allah is great. I am totally insignificant. I am nothing whatsoever. I am totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. And as much as a person gets that, and whatever ibadat he makes, that ibadat becomes much more valuable. A person who hasn't recognized Allah, he also makes ibadat, but that ibadat hasn't got that value. And a person, how much he has recognized Allah, he puts his head down in sajda, and how much he has recognized Allah, that sajda becomes very, very, very valuable. And a person who hasn't recognized Allah, he's like a little child, a small boy, he's not yet baligh also. He puts his head down in sajda, he's putting his head down. There's no reality in there. But a person who has found Allah, and when he makes sajda, when he stands in front of Allah, when he raises his hands and fastens them for Allah, that becomes so much more valuable. So all that is taught in this hadith. And if we realize this, that here, for example, Allah Ta'ala says, all of you jinn and men, get together, the first ones and the last ones, and you ask of me, and I give each one what he wants. From there we realize the great treasures of Allah. And where in this hadith it is said, all of you together cannot harm me. All of you together cannot benefit me. So from there we should recognize how great, how absolute Allah is. And then our ibadat must be according to that. All our ibadat must be according to keeping Allah in mind like that. Then that ibadat becomes very valuable. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
سبحان الله وبحمده.